Thursday morning, wake up with Dave Ackerley. Of course, you're on 1320. It's great to have you here today and every day. Well, as we look at education here in Michigan, we've had news stories here today talking about teacher evaluations, and we'll get more into that. The legislature has its ideas. But one thing we know is that with some of our biggest cities, that there have been some problems, no question. And in Detroit, some of those problems are, of course, exacerbated by financial difficulties that have gone on with both the city and now, of course, with the school district. There's an emergency manager in place. And yet, amidst all that, there is some hope that things will turn around in Detroit, not just financially with the city, not just with the culture of Detroit, not just with the downtown or the cool hipster corridor, but with the neighborhoods and with the schools where people actually live in the city, who have lived in the city for a while and who raise their children, and that they'll be good schools to keep attracting new people back into the city. That's all kind of, these are some lofty goals out there. And a group that has some of the loftiest goals is called Excellent Schools Detroit. In fact, this is what they say, quote, "We want Detroit to be the first major U.S. city where 90% of the students are well prepared for kindergarten, 90% of students graduate from high school on time, 90% go on to post-secondary programs, and 90% of enrollees succeed without needing remediation." That is, those are some huge goals. Their CEO of Excellent Schools Detroit, Dan Varner, joins us now this morning, and because they have a new K through 12 scorecard that is out as of today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be with you this morning.
It's great to have you here on the show. So I think I laid those out there. I think those goals are accurate. But the question is, since your group was formed in, I think, late 2010, early 2011, are you on pace to get there? And if not, what do you have to do to get back on track?
Regrettably, Dave, we are not on pace to get there. And that those are, as you said, wildly aspirational goals, but certainly worthy goals for all of us. We're not on pace to get there, I would argue, really fundamentally for the reason that we're trapped in a debate about governance in Detroit that does not serve kids well and, frankly, does not have a whole lot to do with school performance. Our scorecard, which we've produced for the last 4 years, and so we do have kind of trends of data here, suggests that governance is not a magic bullet. We've got good and bad charter schools, mm-hmm. and we have good and poor Detroit public traditional district schools operated by DPS. And so this debate that we've had in the state for the better part of the last decade, where we're really talking about charters versus traditional district schools, ultimately does not get us where we need to go. We have some larger universal problems that face our schools and our kids in Detroit, and we've got to spend our time and energy trying to solve those.
Is it so you think that the bomb throwing that goes on back and forth between the sides is now part of the main core of the problem, not just what they're citing, which is if you're on the schools of choice side / charter, you're saying, you know, Detroit public schools are a failure. Overall, that's probably true, but individually there are some success stories, and individually there are some disasters. And you would say that you would agree then that's the same thing on the private side, correct?
Yeah, we see the same thing on the charter school side as we do on DPS. When you look at the top tier and bottom tier of our scorecard, the A and B plus schools and then the F schools respectively, we see schools that are both traditional district schools and charter schools in both of those tiers, mm-hmm. and in every tier in between, by the way. So that debate just doesn't hold up under pressure. Truly, what has to happen in Detroit, and actually, so here's something really interesting for your listeners, Dave. The thing that is most predictive of school performance in Detroit is actually the distance traveled by the student body to get to that school.
Okay.
And that's a two-sided challenge. One is that we don't have transportation. A lot of schools are not required to provide transportation, and so don't. High-quality schools are not actually accessible to kids in many, many neighborhoods of Detroit. And the second issue is, of course, that we have no control over school siting in Detroit. Mm. And so good schools aren't dispersed geographically throughout the city. They tend to exist kind of at a central core of the city. And so we've got to get one of the recommendations out of the Coalition for the Future of Detroit Schools, which has been endorsed by Mayor Duggan. It also has been endorsed by Governor Snyder is the idea of creating a Detroit Education Commission, which would have authority over opening, closing, and school siting decisions. And we think that would go a long way toward creating much more equity across the entire system in the city of Detroit.
Well, you know, on the charter side, when they don't perform and when they're traditionally low performing, eventually, you know, there's a mechanism for shutting them down. Would you recommend in Detroit and other places the same kind of mechanism for schools on the public side? Is that even realistic?
Absolutely it is. There's no reason that we can't treat all schools the same when it comes to opening, closing, and siting decisions. Those decisions, we believe, fundamentally should be made locally. I mean, so we should all be clear about the criteria that we use to decide when a school should close. Once we know that criteria, it's just a matter of running the numbers. Let's run the numbers, make the decisions locally about where schools should be opened, where they need to be closed, where they should be sited. And that way we get to actual equitable dispersion of schools across a locality.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be applied to traditional schools as well as charter schools.
All right. So your scorecard that's out now, anything different this time? Are the schools in Detroit holding serve? Are they regressing? What did you find with the new metrics?
Trend lines are roughly flat across schools in Detroit, and this has been true for the last four years, is that they're dispersed equally between traditional district schools and charter schools. We've got about 4% of kids in what we would call excellent or very good schools, about 13% of kids in good schools. The overwhelming majority of kids, over 80%, are in what we would call C, D plus, and B schools, so really poor schools. And then about 1% of kids are in schools that we think are absolutely failing and really should be closed right away.
Yeah, and see, you know, that's where we get back to the heart of what I was saying before. You've got the new influx into Detroit. You got hipsters. You've got, you know, young demographic. And as soon as they hit a portion where they want to have children, where they're going to go, because you cannot say, hey, if you stay here, there's a 4% chance your kids are going to go to an excellent school. There's an 80% chance they're going to go to a C or D school. They're going to be out the door.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not just true of hipsters and the young folks. I mean, that's been true in Detroit for a long time.
True, I know.
People have been voting with their feet, right? And so it's true of every family, that every family wants good schools for their kids. And if we really, as a state and as a community, want to see Detroit reborn in a way that makes all of us proud, we do have to tackle this public education issue.
Dan Varner is the CEO of Excellent Schools Detroit, joining us this morning. They have their new K-12 scorecard is out. And where can people find you online, Dan?
Our website is www.excellentschoolsdetroit.org. The scorecard, you can find the link on our website. You can also go directly to it at scorecard.excellentschoolsdetroit.org.
We appreciate you being here. Without an educational solution in Detroit, all the other stuff is just moving deck chairs around. I think most people agree on that. How to get there is where there are some qualms. Dan Varner, CEO, Excellent Schools Detroit, appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
More to come after Fox News, bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. It's 1320. It is WILS.